It was just 6 years ago that we heard the booster sloganeering of build them all, build them now, build them right in reference to Orlando's $1.1 billion venues explosion. That mantra was naturally buttressed by assurances that there would be no local taxpayer dollars involved, meaning that the Amway Center, the refurbished Citrus Bowl, and the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts were effectively an expensive gift to locals in exchange for the relative hell of a tourism economy. Last week, Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer and Orange County Mayor Teresa Jacobs shoveled $94.5 million in additional tourism tax money onto the Civic Bonfire, even though only one of the original venues was completed. Among the expenses, yet another $25 million for the increasingly irrelevant Performing Arts Center, $12 million more for the Citrus Bowl, and a $20 million pledge for a soccer stadium, should Orlando City Soccer Club make it to the majors. The rest would serve as hush money for the tourism industry, which is not very fond of its slush fund being used for things other than poorly conceived marketing campaigns. But the point that seems to be missed by most rushing toward these shiny objects of conspicuous consumption is that just because these are tourist tax dollars doesn't mean that they aren't actual tax dollars. If we can fleece visitors in service of our disposable desires, why is it that we can't do the same for more trenchant needs like infrastructure, education, and police? Because that's the stranglehold that the tourism lobby has on local and state governance. Apparently, locals are just along for the thrill ride.